Tonight's satsang is also based on Kabir Singh. This hymn is about the yearning or the longing to realize God. Birhin dei sandesra suni hamare piv jal bin machhi kyon jiye pani Kaji. We know that before raining, clouds get together in the sky, and then when we see the clouds getting together in the sky, we have the hope that now the rain will come on the earth, and our field will get the water, and now there is no danger to our fields. Similarly within us, when yearning or longing for God realization comes within us, we come in the company of sadh and sangat. Those who come in Sangat, within them Mahatma creates the yearning and longing to meditate on Naam. Why we have to meditate on Naam? What are the uses of Naam? And what we have to do after meditating on Naam? All these things are told us by Mahatma. Within us, Mahatma creates the longing to go back to our real home. They tell us that your real home is such a place where there is no birth, no death, where there is no old age, where there is no pain or suffering. They tell us that there is no heat of any sun there, or there is no coolness of any moon there. This world is of the other people, and that world, which is our real world, is of the lovers. And in that way, within us also, within our soul also, the longing to go to that place is created. And after that, our soul requests and appeals to that saint or Mahatma which has become one with God. She requests that saint or Mahatma that with any means, by any means, help me to have the darshan of that God. Unless we create such a longing within us, just like the fishes, unless we have such a love, just like the fish which is living in the water has the love for water. The fish, when it is taken out from, the fish is so much loving the water that as soon as it is taken out of the water, she dies. When we have such type of longing and such type of love for God, then we should understand that now the time has come for us to love God.
जब तक साढ़े अंदर ऐसी तड़प पैदा नहीं होती जिस तरह मच्छी भी पानी के नाल है या ये उन्ना चिक असी मालिक तो बहुत दूर रहे हैं और असी जो भी कोई सोच दे मालिक की तरफ असी अधूरे ही रहने हैं
unless we have love such that of fish like that fish we are always away from the god and we are always understanding ourselves as imperfect birha tej tan mein tape ang sabe akulaye घट सुना जीव पीव में मौत ढूंढे फिर जाए बिरह जलंती देख कर साई आए धाए प्रेम बूंद से छिर की जलती ले बुझाए when that feeling of separation or when such a longing is created within us our body also burns just like whenever burning the firewood in chimney all the room is heated up in the same way that fire of separation is also burning us if we are having such type of longing and that is not unless our longing is satisfied that unless we realize the God that fire is always burning when our soul is burning in that fires of separation God also cannot bear that scene when he is seeing our yearning which is within us he throws the drop of grace on us to satisfy our yearning akhiyan to jai pari panth nihar nihar jibya to chala para naam pukar pukar
जीव दे विच सिमरन कर कर के छाले पड़ गए है लेकिन फिर भी दिल दे विच ये ख्याल है कि मैं किस तरह मालिक मिले किस तरह मालिक मिले
नाउ कबीर साहब से दैट आई हैव टेकन माय आईज आई एम ऑलवेज लुकिंग टू द पैथ फ्रॉम विच द गॉड हैज टू कम एंड वीपिंग ऑलवेज माय आईज हैव बिकम ड्राई नाउ देयर इज नो वाटर इन माय आईज एंड रिपीटिंग द सिमरन the blisters are formed on my tongue but then also I am thinking that when will God come or whether God will come or not
sanu apne dil de vich chaapi marni chahidi hai ke jinna ne us parmatma nu paya unna di ki halat kinni tigar tak unna de andar si kinniyan mehnatan kitiyan assi agar 10 mint vi simran karde hain to उसे टाइम ही घबरा जाते हैं पता नहीं सी कितना सिमरन कर लिया सानू हुणे परमात्मा आगे क्यों नहीं मिलिया क्यों साडे गोले दुखण लग पे तू बिटे दिखण लग पे आ ती किस तरह कामयाब हो सकदे जी इतनी शिकायतां कर रहे
वी शुड लुक इनटू द लाइफ ऑफ द ग्रेट मैन who became one with God, that how much suffering, how much hard work they had done. But what we are doing, we are not seeing our own thing. If we are sitting for Simran for 10 minutes, then also if we are having pain, we always try to think that why pain is coming to here. But we are never thinking, but we do not remember that the great souls who had realized God had done so after working very hard for it. Kabir Sahib said that all this world is happy. All the worldly people are happy because they are eating and drinking and sleeping. But only Kabir, only poor Kabir is unhappy because he is never sleeping and he is always weeping for the darshan of the beloved. नैनन तो जर लाया रहत बहे निसबास पपीहा जो पियू पियू रटे पिया मिलन की आस ਪਪੀਹਾ ਮਿਲਣ ਪਪੀਹਾ
ਔਰ ਪਪੀਹਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਬੁੰਦ ਨੂੰ ਪੀ ਪੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਿਓ ਪਿਓ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਦੀਆਂ ਨਾਲਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਉਸਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਆਸ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਦੋਂ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਬੁੰਦ ਮਿਲੇ ਕਦੋਂ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਬੁੰਦ ਮਿਲੇ
ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸੱਚ ਸੋਲ ਦ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਿਲੋਵਰ ਹਿਜ਼ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵੀਪਿੰਗ Always the tears are coming out from his eyes. Just like we start the tube well and the water is coming out of that. In the same way, water is coming out of the eyes of such a beloved, such a dear soul. Then he says that, just like the rainbird, he is always repeating pia pia, that is, he is always repeating for the drop of rain. And he die also because of that yaad nahi aa raha
to bhi hai ek janwar hunda hai jehda nadiyan naalyan samundran da kitna bhi pani kyon na hove oh nahi peenda ga sirf panti goon jo aakash ch hundi hai ohi oh peenda hai
then but is not drinking any water, no water of sea, river or any other thing except for the drop of water which is coming in the rain. Kabir says that once I was walking around the river and there I saw one rainbird. He was repeating pee pee and he was always looking for the drop of rain. And looking at the sky, he fell into the water and he died, but he didn't open his mouth because he didn't want to drink the water of the river.
ਕਿ ਦੇਖ ਬੇਟਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਕੁਲ ਦੀ ਇਹ ਰੀਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਣ ਦੇ ਦੇਣੇ ਹੈ ਨਦੀ ਨਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਣਾਗਾ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਦੀ ਨਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਕੁਲ ਨੂੰ ਦਾਗ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏਗਾ
ਦੈਟ ਰੇਨਬਰਡ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਹਿਸ ਸਨ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਰੇਨਬਰਡ ਦੈਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਮਾਈ ਡੀਅਰ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਕਸਟਮ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਦੈਟ we should we should die, but we should never drink the water of river or any other place. Because if we will drink the water of river or any place like this, our family will be defamed.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਛੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਾਂ। ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹ ਸੋਚਦੇਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਏ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਏ, ਸਾਡੀ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਜ ਲੱਗੇਗੀ।
That rainbird is still determined on that custom, and still it is not drinking any other water except that of rain. But we, the man, we don't know that how we have forgotten the God, and we are not doing Simran. We are not understanding, or we are not thinking that if we are not doing the real work for which we have come in this world, that is the God realization, our family, our mankind will also be defamed. Satsangi should also take care that if he will not do the Simran of Master which Master has given to him, and if he will always think about the world, his family, the dishonor will also come to his family. Family means Satsangi. At least on the level of animal, just like that animal is keeping his word, if we also keep the word, and if we also call for the God, definitely God will hear our call. Hazur Maharaji used to say that when a man is not keeping another man unpaid, how can that God keep his devotees unpaid? Master Saman Singh Ji used to say the animal, the owner of the animal is very much concerned about the animal, that he has to take him into the shed, he has to give him water and food and etc. Similarly, in the remembrance of that God of which we are sitting, he is also very much worried and concerned about our every single thing. He is also worried that we are sitting in his remembrance to meet him, and he also takes care of our all things.
बिरह बड़ो बैरी भयो हिरधा धरे ना धीर सुरत सने ही ना मिले तब लग मिटे ना पीर।
Kabir Sahib says that when the pangs of separation, when our soul is burning in the pangs of separation, and unless it meets the Shabad, that fire cannot be extinguished. And when the fire of pangs of when the soul is burning itself in the pangs of separation, at that time Shabad also cannot stay there without doing anything, because to whomever we are calling, he will definitely hear our call and will come for our rescue. How much the man is creating the longing for the worldly pleasures and worldly things.
He is not even sleeping in the night time, always thinking about that worldly thing. He is remaining awake for many nights only for the worldly pleasures and worldly things. But for the sake of God, he is not even ready to stay awake for one night also.
बिरहिन ओ भी पंथ सर पंथनी पूछे धाए एक शब्द कहू पीव का कब्र मिलेंगे आए
And when the soul is having such type of pangs of separation, she is standing on the way from where her beloved is going to come. And whenever she is seeing anyone who has come from her beloved, she is always asking him that if you can convey even one word of the message, or even one word, if you can tell me even one word of my beloved, I am ready to sacrifice my whole being, my everything to you. Once when Hazur Master came in our ashram, he gave a discourse on the hymn written by Guru Nanak, and it was saying that God who has sent you in this world is calling you back through us. Come to us and we will take you back to Him, to your real home. Hearing that, I was satisfied that now He has come to take me. And when the pangs of separation was burning in my within, that were extinguished, because I was satisfied that He has come who is going to take me. Because this longing was created within me from my very childhood, that with any means, that long separated God, which was separated from me from ages and ages, should meet me. And to extinguish my that burning, my that fire, that God Kripal came from such kind.
बहुत दिनन की जोवती हटत तुम्हारो नाम जीवतर से तुम मिलन को मन नाही विश्राम
Now soul says that I am not remembering you only from today, but ever since I was separated from you, I was always calling for you. Because the jiva within whom, because the body within whom I am dwelt, that is also suffering, and its every cell is crying, and my every cell is crying for the liberation of the jiva.
हुजूर के पास आना बड़े बड़े सवाल करने हुजूर ने बड़े प्यार देना जवाब देने ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਕਰਦੇ ਕੀ ਕੱਟਣਗੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਜਾਣੀ ਜਾਣ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ
I have seen many people coming to Hazur and asking many questions. And looking at their pitiful condition, I was feeling very much sorry that the people who are questioning him, what they will take from him. Because when we know that the Master is perfect, that saint is perfect, what we will get from questioning him, because he is knowing everything what is there within our heart. विरह भुवंगम तन डसा मंत्र न लागे कोए नाम वियोगी ना जिए जिए तो बाउर होए
ਇਹਦਾ ਮੰਤਰ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਇਸਦੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਅਗਰ ਸੱਪ ਲੜ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਦੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਮੰਤਰ ਵੀ ਲੋਕ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਸਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਮੰਤਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਮੰਤਰ ਇਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾ ਲੈ
Now the Kabir Sahib says that the bite of the separation is such that no magic can cure it or there is no remedy for the bite of separation. If the snake is biting us, there is some remedy for it, there is some mantra for it, but there is no mantra for the remedy of the bite of separation except that if God showers grace on us and if God unites us with Him, only that is the mantra or only that is the remedy for the bite of separation.
ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਗੁਰੋਂ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਤਨਾ ਵੀ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਸੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਮਾਸ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮਾਸ ਇਹ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖਾਓ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਨੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਜਿਸਮ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਭਰਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਬੈਠਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਾਸ
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਡ ਦ ਲੋਂਗਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਮੀਟ ਦ ਗੋਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਹਿਸ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ told him the uses of eating meat. He refused them, saying that I don't want to put the meat in my body. I don't want to put the meat at that place where my beloved is going to come and dwell. Such personalities are coming ready-made and they are hating the evils right from their
childhood.
And they are having the longing to meet the God. And it was only because of that longing that Master Sawant Singh appeared within him 6 years before he met him physically. Birah bhuvangam paith ke किया कलेजे घाव बिरहने अंगना मोड़िए जो भावे त्यों खाव
जब जिरों आके घेर भी है कार्य के उत्ते किस तरह घाव हो जाता है किस तरह तलवार का फट हों तलवार का जख्म जरा वो तो दवाई वगैरह के नाल ठीक हो जाता है लेकिन जरा जिरों का है ਸਾਰਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਲੱਗੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਤੂੰ ਖਾ ਲਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤ ਨਹੀਂ
The wound of longing is more than the wound of sword. Because the wound of sword can be cured by some medicine, but the wound of longing is never cured unless one meets the God. When such a soul who is having that wound of longing, she surrenders herself completely to the God, and she says that, now it is up to you, in whatever way you want to use me, you can use. After that, she never has any complaint. She never has any complaint to her beloved.
ਕਈ ਦਿਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਰੋਟੀਆਂ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਭੁੱਖ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੇਕ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਰਾਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਦਲ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਸੀ
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਦਿਸ ਪਰਸਨੈਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਸਰੈਂਡਰਡ themselves completely to their master, and they told their master that in whatever way you want to use, you can use. Only because of this, and how Master Jaimal Singh was bringing the chapatis, and how much hard working he was doing, how he was staying up at the night time and working very hard, because he had surrendered completely to his master. Master Sawan Singh was also locking himself in the room, and he was meditating for long hours. If he was getting tired by sitting more, he would stand up, and he had made one wooden bench, and supporting and putting his arms on that wooden bench, he was standing and doing meditation.
Birha peev pathaiya kah sadhu parmod jagat tala beleya ta ko lao sod kabir sundar yo kahe सुनिए कंत सुजान बेग मिलो तुम आई के नहीं तो तजे हो प्राण
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜਲਦੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਿਲ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਗੈਰ ਤੜਪ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੇਰੇ ਜੀ ਨਾ ਹੀ ਰਹੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਤਮਿਕ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਜਾਵੇ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਦਾ ਪਤੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਰਦ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਦਰਦ ਹੈ ਆਤਮਾ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਹਾੜੇ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਹੈ ਮਿੰਨਤਾਂ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਿਲ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਾਰ ਵਿਆਕਲ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਮਰ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਸਤ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ
Kabir Sahib, now Kabir Sahib explains, giving the example that just like the husband who has gone in the foreign country, and his wife is sending the message to her husband that you come back soon, otherwise I will die out because I cannot bear the pang of separation. In the same way, our soul, which is separated from that Oversoul, that God, is also requesting in the same way that you come, because you come and meet me soon, otherwise I will die.
के बिरहन को मीच दे के आपा दिखलाए आठ पहर का दाजना मोह पे सहा न जाए
Now such a soul is requesting that either you come and meet me or give me the death or take my life, because I cannot bear the weeping of always. Either you come and meet me or you give me the death, because I cannot bear the pain which you are giving me, which I am getting from weeping always day and night.
विरह कमंडल कर लिए बैरागी दो नैन, मांगे दरस मधुकरी छके रहे दिन रैन।
In India generally there are so-called sadhus who are called bhegi sadhus, and they are carrying one special type of vessel. It is called kamandal in Hindi, I don't know the English word. But it is a special type of vessel in which they are collecting the alms or the begging, whatever they get. And they are carrying one special type of thing on which they support their both the alms. So Kabir Sahib says that the lover souls or the real one who are really longing for God, what they are doing, instead of going outside and begging outside with that special type of vessel, they are making the vessel of their mind. And just like the other sadhus, so-called sadhus, are using the wooden thing to support their hands, in the same way, the real soul who is having the longing to meet God, he is weeping always, and the two streams of the tears which are coming out of her both the eyes, she is supporting her soul on that two streams of the tears. And the outer sadhus, the so-called sadhus, are always begging for the food or the thing from the worldly people. But what they are begging for, the real souls are begging for the darshan.
ये है तन का दीवला बाती में लो जीव, लोहू सींचो तेल जो कब मुख देखो पीव।
Such a soul which is having such a longing like this, now she is saying that I will make the lamp of my body, and I will make my mind as the wick, and I will put my blood instead of oil. But for what sake? Only to have such enlightenment within me in which I can see your face, O my beloved.
Kabir hasna dur karun, rone se karun cheet, बिन रोए क्यों पाइए प्रेम प्यारा मीत।
Now Kabir Sahib says that in realization of God, first of all, the thing which we have to leave is laughing. Because when we are giving up the laughing outside, we get the inner happiness and enjoyment. That's why Kabir Sahib says that give up the laughing and getting enjoyment outside, and now you love the separation and now you love the weeping. Because he is not hearing our request if we are not weeping. Because when the soul is coming into this world and when its connection is disconnected with that God, it also is when a child is born, and at that time, because that soul which is in the child's body is disconnected or separated by God, it starts crying. And whenever any in this world, if anybody is having any type of separation, that one also is starting weeping, and the tears are coming from the eyes. If we are weeping for the worldly things, then you can think that how much we need to weep for that God. But because we don't have that longing and yearning for God realization, that's why we are not even appreciating that God, just like we are appreciating or weeping for the worldly things. In this hymn, Kabir Sahib has beautifully explained us that we should also have such type of longing and yearning. And all day we should always think of that God Kirpal. And when you are sleeping, and don't sleep unless your request is not accepted by that God Kirpal. Go on doing the request, and unless he accepts your request, do not go to sleep. Because Hazur used to say that those who have used their nights, they have used everything.